This is Kelly Henderson, and you are listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. My guest this week is Laura Wasser, who is Hollywood's top divorce attorney. It has been reported recently in the press that she was hired as representation for Kim Kardashian in her divorce from Kanye West, although at the time of this podcast, that was not confirmed nor discussed. She has also represented celebrities like Ryan Reynolds, Anna Faris, Maria Shriver, and Stevie Wonder. So why do all of these celebrities flock to Laura? She is notably great at her job, but after speaking to her, what struck me is that I truly do believe she wants to help people make such a difficult process as easy as possible. She is both the velvet and the edge of divorce, seeing equally how hard divorce is on people and families, while also doing her best work to make the process as easy as possible. Laura maintains that divorce is the great equalizer in that it terrifies everyone. And in today's conversation, she told me why. We also talked through the advice she would give to any divorcing couple on ways to keep divorce from completely destroying your family and bankrupting yourself. Obviously, the topic of divorce is never anything people want to talk about, but unfortunately, with the pandemic and quarantine, the numbers for divorce rates are reaching an all-time high. I'm grateful to Laura for giving insight on productive ways, both emotionally and financially, to handle divorce if you ever do find yourself, a friend, or a family member in this tough situation. Here's our conversation. Well, I was just saying to you how painful that was for me to lose the last podcast we did. Oh, Mercury retrograde, man. It is no good on any level.
We experienced it too. Please do not worry about
it. Did you feel it? Okay.
It's an easy conversation as many times as you need to.
Yes, we did have such a good conversation. And so I wanted to be able to give my listeners this content because I just find it so interesting. I was actually having a conversation with a relationship expert yesterday, and she was saying that she keeps reading about or experiencing that the divorce rate is going through the roof from this pandemic. Have you noticed a big change or a big shift in that for you guys?
Not as much as I do keep reading about as well. I
mean, really?
Our firm generally has kind of constant cases. I have seen a little bit of an uptick on the online. We have It's Over Easy online divorce, and
yeah,
there has been more. But I definitely think, although people might be deciding to get divorced, they may not quite be filing yet because they want to see how long this is going to go and if they're going to actually be able to change their living arrangements before they start filing and fighting, right?
Yeah, that sounds kind of miserable to file for divorce and then get stuck in the same house.
Yeah.
So what is it just that the pandemic is bringing out maybe some underlying issues that were already there? It's just amplifying everything?
I think so.
I think
it's bringing out issues. I think it's also bringing out issues that may not have been there if we hadn't all been locked down. I think this
really?
Uncertainty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the uncertainty, I think the kind of the low grade constant depression. Mm-hmm. I think economically people are losing their jobs, losing work. If you're at home with kids that are doing remote schooling, you're not having as much alone time. You're not having travel time. Now
right.
You can't go out to a restaurant or a club. I mean, it's rough.
It's definitely rough. I mean, I know I'm feeling it, and it definitely can affect your relationship in both good ways and bad ways, I think. But it's not that surprising to me when we're all stuck under the same roof that maybe the divorce rate would go up a little bit.
Yes.
So you say that divorce is the great equalizer. It terrifies everyone. So what are we so terrified of with divorce?
I think it's the unknown. I think it's the feeling of failure. I failed. I had this beautiful wedding, this beautiful romantic relationship, and now it's over and we're going to uproot our family and I'm going to have to get back out there and date again and my kids are going to have to go between two homes and all of that. And again, I would love to figure out a way to make it not so terrible, not so taboo. I mean, it is why I wrote the book and why I started It's Over Easy, because I do think that in this day and age, if you look at the statistics, if half of the people that are getting married are later divorcing, doesn't that lead one to believe that that might be more normal and we shouldn't look at it as such a failure, but as a next chapter,
right,
moving on? And how do I transition from being in a married relationship to being in a co-parenting or partnership relationship with my, you know, co-parent and being healthy and still having a family without necessarily all living under the same roof?
Right. Like maybe it's just a different way to look at what a family looks like these days.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just not positive that human beings were meant to mate for life. Now, yeah. I know people that do, and they meet and they fall in love and they're blissfully happy, and God bless them. But mm-hmm. you have to admit, Kelly, that's not really the norm. And so if we are going to meet, fall in love, move in, get married, have children, maybe not necessarily in that order, when those relationships change in a way that's no longer healthy or evolving or beneficial, can we do something that continues to make ourselves and our family members, our children, happy and well-equipped to deal with social situations without necessarily staying in a miserable marriage
right.
or burning the house down literally and figuratively in an ugly divorce.
Yeah. And I love that mentality of if it's not serving your higher purpose, maybe, you know, like if it's not evolving and you're evolving and the relationship's not able to do that together, maybe looking at it from a different perspective is not a failure, but just as a time to maybe move on. And I think, because I do think a thing I've noticed a lot with my friends who get a divorce is that's a huge piece of it, is just the failure, the embarrassment, maybe the public embarrassment, or just that you committed to something and then you can't follow through with that.
Right.
Yeah.
And so rather than committing to staying married for the rest of your lives, even if you're miserable, how about just committing to treating each other with respect and also evolving together, even when you get to a point where you think it may not be serving both of you to be living under the same roof.
Right, exactly. So is divorce ever easy? Like, have you experienced any situation where two people are able to walk in and it's just quote unquote easy?
Well, yes. I mean, look, it's the hard part, even if we are accepting that it's not a failure and we're kind of looking at this from a very, you know, enlightened way.
Yeah.
It's still sad and it's still difficult and it still involves some heartbreak. But the reason that we created It's Over Easy is so that the legal part, the financial part, the planning and administrative part could be easier. Because when you're dealing with heartbreak and when you're dealing with life change, having legalities and finances and things that we don't always necessarily understand thrown at us at the same time can be really daunting. So what we wanted to do was create a platform that made it easier for people to go through it and then deal with kind of that heartbreak and that next chapter and that transition with their family, their extended, you know, parents or brothers and sisters, their therapists, mental health professionals, good friends, their support system, because that's mostly either way less expensive or free.
Right. Right. So what's the biggest thing that, you know, I've had friends, I guess, get stuck in divorce processes that have lasted 2 to 3 years, and it's just so draining, so overwhelming. Like you said, what is the biggest thing that you see couples get stuck on that would make the divorce process last a really long time?
People get like kind of entrenched in their positions, and I think they can't let it go. So if it's a custody issue, I've seen people, you know, go head to head over, you know, who has Wednesday nights.
Right.
Custody in most states is always modifiable. So give it a try with him having Wednesday nights. And if it doesn't work out or after a certain period of time, then say, okay, let's try me having Wednesday nights. It's that kind of stuff, not being open to the idea of kind of compromise that I think holds people up. Obviously, money is a big one. You know, it's terrifying, particularly if you're not the breadwinner, to wonder what you're going to be receiving each month in child and spousal support, maintenance, alimony, call it what you want, but not knowing if your lifestyle is going to change. Are you going to have to move into a smaller house or apartment? Are you still going to have car insurance, health insurance? That can be very scary. And so people really argue about that. By the same token, the person writing the check every month is like, why am I writing a check
right.
to this person who I no longer sleep next to anymore, who I don't want to have anything to do with, who may have wronged me in some way, and I'm working really hard to earn money and I need to start my new life, and that can really make for some resentment as well. So it's usually money or kids. I mean, those are the two big issues in divorce.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've seen too. I think it's interesting you brought up just the daunting nature of this whole process and how overwhelming it can be. And then I was just thinking through maybe the part that comes after. You know, you think that maybe the day you announce or you finish, you finalize your divorce and everything's over, it would seem freeing. And I've heard people say that it's just sort of like, meh. Like, it's just, it doesn't feel like a celebration necessarily. It feels a little relieving that it's over, but then you have a whole rebuilding process, right?
Absolutely. And that's why we created our next chapter series, because I think people don't really realize how much goes into kind of starting anew, whether it's having to find a really good moving company, yeah, getting, you know, health insurance if it's not available through your spouse anymore, dating, maybe changing up your wardrobe, maybe changing up your look, you know, figuring out what to do with your engagement ring, because are you just keeping it or are you maybe going to sell it and use mm-hmm. the money to do something else? All of these things, figuring out how to deal with your kids, you know, like I said, living in two different homes, going back and forth. It is a whole new thing. And again, it's not a celebration, but it definitely can be liberating, and it gives you kind of a second chance to present yourself, not only to the world, but to yourself.
Right. And you mentioned how, you know, people have these teams of I don't want to call them helpers, but like a support system. You know, you have your friends, yeah, you have your therapist, you have all this. Do you as a lawyer feel like these are the reasons you wanted to create something for the, you know, it's over easy and then the next chapter? Because do you kind of get sucked into a different kind of lawyering when it's something so sensitive or something so fragile in people's lives like divorce?
Yeah, I mean, people do really rely on their attorneys because yeah, we're the ones that know the law. We're applying the law to their situation. We're advocating for them. We're wise because we do this all the time. And I do think that family law attorneys can often, either on purpose or not, kind of get sucked into a different role for which, frankly, we're not equipped. We're not mental health professionals, most of us. We charge most of us more than a therapist or a psychologist does, and we certainly charge more than a friend. So I feel like sometimes it's better to be able to say, hey, you either have a built-in support system with your family and pre-existing friends, or go find one. Find a group of people who've just gone through a divorce, moms who've gone through a divorce, you know, dads who've gone through a divorce, mm-hmm, people in their 50s who have gone through a divorce, people that are getting divorced during their starter marriages, maybe in their 20s or 30s, and they were married a short period of time. There are groups, there are people to talk to, and they will not charge you as much money as a divorce attorney will. Keep that in mind.
Yes. I love that you're a divorce attorney saying that, though. You're telling the people the truth.
Yes.
Well, so talk through a little bit about what It's Over Easy does and why you wanted to create this platform.
So, I mean, I started practicing family law when I was pretty young, and I had actually just gotten married myself. And it was what I was just referring to, a starter marriage. We were married, I was 25, and we were married for about 14 months and kind of realized, like, oh, maybe this wasn't the best decision to cast our lot with each other for the rest of our lives. So we hadn't had kids yet, and we kind of did a very simple divorce because we didn't have any money. We basically were dividing our debt.
Right.
And I was able to kind of process it myself. It was actually, I think, probably one of the first divorces that I ever did. And I realized that even if you have a law degree and English is your first language, it's a little complicated. The forms are difficult. Again, you're going through a hard time, so you're a little confused anyway. And so that always stuck with me. And then because I was a young attorney, I was usually representing people that were older than me. But in 2013, because I had so many friends that were starting to go through it, I actually wrote a book called It Doesn't Have to Be That Way, because I wanted to get the message out to people, like, it's not as complicated mm-hmm. as you think. We're not performing, like, you know, brain surgery here in these law offices. And after the book, the next step really seemed to be taking it to tech, taking it online and having a full service platform where people could come on, they could learn about the law in their state, they could read content and join groups and have blogs of other people going through it. They could actually mediate with their spouse online and come up with a custody plan, a support plan, a division of assets and debts, all online, submit it through the platform and get divorced. And then we have something called the Index, which actually lets you go on and find professionals or providers to help you with, you know, budgeting afterwards, mm-hmm. or like I said, the health insurance, or babysitting, or getting back in the dating game, or getting your teeth whitened, or whatever you need to do to kind of start over. And I just thought this could be kind of a one-stop shop for people going through this, bringing them together as a community and figuring out, you know, how they are going to, you know, begin their next chapters. I thought it was important, and I feel like it is, you know, helping people that would otherwise maybe not be able to afford this at all or not be able to afford this, and then some of the other things that they really need to do as part of starting their new lives.
Right. And I think it's just like what you said as far as the overwhelming nature of this whole experience is, you know, it's so emotionally charged too. So anything that can simplify or be simplified is just a really great thing to bring to the table.
I agree.
So you mentioned that you were married briefly. You have since had two children, but you've never been married again. So do you, what are your thoughts dealing with divorce so much? Do you feel like you would ever get married again? Or have you just like been scarred for the rest of your life?
I don't know that it's a scarring. I think I like, you know, weddings. I like marriage.
Yeah.
I just think for me, you know, both of my kids, both of their dads, I still have great relationships with them. We're all really committed to raising our kids together. You know, the laws in the state of California don't really lend themselves to making marriage something that I am gravitating towards.
Yeah.
I've been in monogamous, lovely romantic relationships. It's just not something that I need for me at this point. But I get why people do it. And again, I think it's a beautiful thing that people find each other, fall in love. And if they feel like getting married is important, then one thing you learn 25 years plus being a family law attorney in Southern California is don't judge.
Yeah.
everybody has their thing.
Let's talk a little bit about the book that you mentioned. It Doesn't Have to Be That Way: How to Divorce Without Destroying Your Family or Bankrupting Yourself. So can you give a couple tips for keeping a divorce as amicable as possible? These are kind of the things you talk about in the book.
Yeah. I mean, one of them is educate yourself.
Okay.
Really do. Don't just blindly put your faith in some lawyer who's charging you per hour. There's so much information now available online. Go seek it, find it. You know, if you are going to pick a lawyer and not use like an online service, like It's Over Easy, you know, interview a couple of them, find somebody that you have faith in and that you feel comfortable speaking with, but also do your own education and research about what the laws are in your state and how they apply to your situation. It's like I said, it's not terribly complicated.
Yeah.
What the law is. And then the other really important thing, maybe even more than educating yourself, is, be kind. Remember, this is someone you were married to. You walked down the aisle with them. You fell in love with them. You passionately, madly made out with them and kissed them and more. And if you had kids, you procreated with them. And
right.
So, and likely they will be in your life for the rest of your life. So don't burn bridges. Remember, they're going through a hard time too, even if they did horrible things. They cheated
yes.
on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a gambling or a drug problem. There, it's hard for them too. This is difficult for everybody. So be kind. And, you know, the golden rule from kindergarten, do unto others, really keep that in mind, because unlike any other lawsuit you may have in your life, whether it's a landlord tenant or a fender bender, this person that's on the other side of the lawsuit is someone you are going to know again, someone you've been more intimate with than probably anybody else, and who, if you do have children with, you're going to know for the rest of your life. Keep right. that in mind as you're going through this process.
And everyone processes it so differently. Have you noticed that? Like in my friends who have gone through divorces, it's like sometimes I feel like they're just processing it at different speeds maybe, or just differently. So it looks so different, and it can look like maybe it's not hitting the other person in the same way, but it does seem to flare up at some point in everyone.
Absolutely. And again, you have to know that as you're going through it, that mm-hmm. everybody, just like, you know, death, grieving a death, you know, sometimes my mom died last year. And I don't really think that I grieved her properly until almost a full year later.
Yeah.
It hit me this summer. I was here, you know, as part of COVID, and it really, really hit hard for me. Whereas, you know, when I was planning her funeral and dealing with all of that stuff last year, I think I just went into autopilot.
Mm.
And I think a lot of people didn't understand that. It's the same with a divorce. People go through it at their own speed. And if it's you, be really, really gentle with yourself because you're going to need that kind of understanding from yourself. And if you're watching somebody else, a family member or a good friend go through it, know that everybody processes it in their own way. And that's just kind of how it works. And you have to be patient.
Yeah. I love that you say be gentle with yourself. Are there other tips that you would give to anyone who might be going through the divorce process right now? as far as taking care of themselves.
Yeah, and be sweet to yourself. Yeah. I mean, really, if there's something, again, don't go crazy, but if there's something you love massages, or you love getting facials, or you love going on long hikes, or you want to have a surf trip, any extra money that you can save, not paying lawyers a bunch to argue, put that in your like divorce, you know, gentle account or special account, and then treat yourself, new outfit, new bag, you know, a place that they, if you're a guy, where they shave you and they just make you look great, be good to yourself. And give yourself a break on some of the stuff. I mean, there may be a night you get completely wasted. Make sure you're safe. Make sure you have a friend to drive you home. And the next morning, you just feel horrible. But like, guess what? You just went through a hard time.
Yeah.
Invest maybe in some therapy or a meditation app on your phone. Really take some time to devote to being kind and wonderful to you. Because right now, you're the only one who's going to be able to do that. And once you get that feeling and you know how good it is, you'll know what to look for in your next relationship, because you may not have been getting it in this one.
Mm, yes, I think that's very true. What would you say to give tips on like how to just get this done easier or more quickly? What are the things that people can really put their focus on there?
I would really put, like I said, put focus on, I mean, look, a divorce is, besides the custody element, you're looking at really four corners of the estate, meaning what the people have. So you're looking at what you have, what you own, what you owe, your debts,
okay,
what you earn, your income, and what you spend, your expenses. Those are the four things you want to figure out. And a lot of times, if you're not the breadwinner, you may not know that information. This is an amazing opportunity for you to become the master of your own destiny. Mm. Learn a little bit about what it is that you spend and how you budget and what you need, so that when you start in your next chapter, you really are much more fluent with the financial aspects of what you're doing and what you need to make things work and what makes you happy in terms of, if you have kids that are now in school full time, maybe you want to go back and figure out something to be working on for you to be a contributor or an earner in the family. These are the kind of things that I think, when you have a goal, which is getting out of this for the least emotional and financial cost as possible, and then moving on, it's a huge motivator.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So we mentioned that you have the book, you have It's Over Easy, your website now for helping people go through divorces a lot easier. And you also now have a podcast called All's Fair with Laura Wasser. And so I've actually been a guest on that, which I have not been going through a divorce, but we are iHeart buddies, of course. So that was how we met. But talk a little bit about the kind of guest that you guys are talking to on All's Fair and some of the content that y'all are bringing to that podcast.
So All's Fair is actually our second podcast. We started with Divorce Sucks. And when we came over to iHeart, they were like, we don't like the name. We make it a little bit more, you know, friendly. And so we called it All's Fair, which is like All's Fair in Love and War. And rather than just talking about divorces and breakups, we kind of talk about all relationships.
Yes.
So we've interviewed sisters, you know, that have started a company together, and fathers and sons, and that kind of stuff. Co-parents that have been apart for years but figured out the best way of raising children together, really discussing and focusing on human relationships, because I find them fascinating.
Yes.
It's frankly why I do what I do, which is, you know, helping people kind of move through the divorce process into their next chapter. And I love it. I just love sharing stories. I think people that are going through breakups or divorces really are interested and are helped by hearing other people's journeys. It's funny. It's sometimes sad. It's very, very illuminating for people. And Johnny and I have a really good time doing it.
Yeah, I loved talking to you guys. Actually, when you say it's illuminating for people, your podcast was the first place that I talked about not being involved with a divorce that I was accused of being involved with. So thank you for freeing me up from that rumor. That was very helpful to my life.
Good. You're welcome.
Well, you guys go check out All's Fair. It's on iHeart, but you can listen to it anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Also, the book that it says How to Divorce Without Destroying Your Family and Bankrupting Yourself. I'm going to put a link in the description for this podcast so that you guys can go check that out as well. Where else can people find you, Laura?
Well, It's Over Easy. We're on all social channels and Laura Wasser Official on Instagram. I do a lot of public speaking to young women's groups, people going through divorces, parent groups, law students, stuff like that. So check us out there too. And again, if you know anybody that's thinking about going through a divorce, just could use a little bit of contact information for how to make things easier, please visit our website. It's overeasy.com. Even if you don't need to use the platform to go through divorce, there's a lot of content that I think will be helpful, and it's free. So check us out.
Yes, definitely. I really, really appreciate you doing this again. It's been lovely to talk to you. And I know that this has been so informative for the listeners. Hopefully people are not going through divorces, but if you are, definitely check out itsovereasy.com and try to make the process a little bit easier on yourself. Laura, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Callie. Take it easy.
Thank you guys for listening.